Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, verse. What's the number there?
80.
Text 18. Talks between Narada Muni and King Prajnavarhi. Maitreya Vacha.
Bhagavata Mukhyo Bhagavan.
Narado Hamsayor Gatim. Pradarshya Hiyam Amantriya.
Pradasyahi Amatraya.
Siddhalokam Tato Gamat.
Siddhalokam Tato Gamat.
Maitreya Vacha.
Bhagavato Mukhyo Bhagavan.
Narado Hamsayor Gatim. Pradarshyahi Amam Amatraya. Siddhalokam Tato Gamat.
Maitreya Vacha.
Bhagavata Mukhya Bhagavan.
Narado Hamsayor Gatim.
Pradarshyahi Amam Amatraya. Siddhalokam Tato Gamat. Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said. Bhagavata. Mukhya, the chief. Bhagavan, the most powerful. Narada Muni. Hamsaya, of the living entity and the Lord. Gatim, constitutional position. Padarsya, having shown. He, certainly. Amu, him, the king. Amantriya, after inviting. Siddhalokam to Siddhaloka. Tataha, thereafter. Agamat, departed. Translation and purport by the Pandre Swaya Srivakvedanta Samsu Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage Maitreya continued. The supreme devotee, the great saint Narada, thus explained to King Prajnavarhi, the constitutional position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity. After giving an invitation to the king, Narada Muni left to return to Siddhaloka. Purport. Siddhaloka and Brahmaloka are both within the same planetary system. Brahmaloka is understood to be the highest planet within this universe. Siddhaloka is considered to be one of the satellites of the Brahmaloka. The inhabitants of Siddhaloka have all the powers of yogic mysticism. From this verse, it appears that the great sage Narada is an inhabitant of Siddhaloka. Although he travels to all the planetary systems, all the residents of Siddhaloka are spacemen, and they can travel in space without mechanical help. The residents of Siddhaloka can go from one planet to another individually by virtue of their yogic perfection. After giving instruction to the great sage King Prajnavarhi, Narada Muni departed and also invited him to Siddhaloka. Namah Vishnu Padmaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta. स्वामी नाम
नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवी
So this is a confirmation that Srimad Bhagavatam give the confirmation that there is different planetary systems within this universe. So what we see here in this world is not only actually that is our perception, but there is other universes and planets that we don't have information of. But the Bhagavatam, if we further study the Bhagavatam, we all know that it explains and gives confirmation of the other planetary system that exists, that is beyond our perception. Actually, living entities, our perception is covered by ignorance, and that we are limited to our understanding. Now, the material conception is only limited, so we cannot go beyond our understanding except what we see around us. So to know more about the universe and its creation, one need to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is written by Vyasadeva, who is the literary incarnation. He is none other than incarnation of God. So he wrote down the scriptures. So these are higher books of knowledge. So if you can study through Bhagavatam, we will understand more about the universal affairs and the creation of God. We do not know so many things in this world, but we can know more about the creation if we study the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is one thing to know something of this world, but if you want to know more about our creation, how we came about the universal creation, then we have to study the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means Bhagavan, God. It's a topic about God, topic about His creation, where He lives, His pastimes, His activities are taking place. This is beyond this material world. So material world means it's a place of it's a place of enjoying and suffering. That's all. People, the human beings of this world do not understand the beyond that conception only. So this is why we understand from the Bhagavatam that there are other planets known as Siddhaloka, where Lord Brahma lives. Lord Brahma and his residence in that planet, the Siddhaloka or the Brahmaloka, is one of the topmost planet of this universe within this creation, is Brahmaloka. There everyone is very, very spiritual. The people there are living are very advanced. They can fly. They have siddha or perfection, mysticism. They can fly wherever they want. They don't have a body like we have. They are very advanced living entities. That's why they are in the heavenly planet. Higher than the heavenly planets is upper loka, the topmost planet of this universe. So it is mentioned here that they have the virtue of their yogic perfection. So yoga means one who has perfected siddhas or their bodily. They can go beyond their what limited to their bodies. That they can fly. They can. They don't need to eat. They can fast. If they want to eat, they can eat lots of food. They don't have digestive problems. They don't get disease. It's very limited problems. That is Siddha, their perfection, that we are not able to do with our body. So they can travel from one planet to the other planet. They don't need to fly in the airplane like we do. They can go wherever they like in the same body they are in, which everybody in this world wants. We all wish that we could fly, go wherever we want. So that's why we are not in heavenly planets. We are limited to our way of life here is very limited. And sense perception, sense enjoyment of this body also very limited. In fact, so Narada Muni here, he is actually the universal traveler. He has a spiritual body. He is not limited to the body that he is stuck in one place. His body is spiritual. He can go wherever he likes. He can meet Lord Narayan. He can come here in this world. He can go to heavenly planets. He can go to Vaikuntha, spiritual world. Because Narada Muni has a spiritual body. So Sri Prabhupada explains here that in the Siddha Loka, they are their own spaceman. Here, if you want to go to other planets, you need to have to get an airplane or the spaceship to go to very, very far distance. But sooner or later they need to come back here because they run out of fuel. So these are two different perfections. But these perfections is actually material, because the real perfection of human life is beyond that. Like if you're flying like a bird, but still the bird has to come down for food. They can't fly all the time, they get tired, their wings get tired. So they're flying around, but still they're still within this universe. They cannot go beyond that universe. So spiritual world means we need to go there where we can fly wherever we like. They have a spiritual body like Narada Muni. So the devotee of Krishna, they are not attached to simply go here and there and get into this habit of sense enjoyment. Devotees, we travel like Narada Muni to instruct others about Krishna. Their purpose of traveling is to preach the message of God. They are preachers, they are sannyasins. So Narada Muni is a transcendental preacher. So he's preaching to Prachinabhari Sat. He is a king who is entangled in the material affairs of the universe and business. So Narada Muni come to preach to him. So purpose of a devotee when we travel, wherever we go, our purpose is to tell others about Krishna. Jaladeva Tarekha Krishna Upadesh. Tell others about Krishna. Then our purpose. So a devotee when he speaks about Krishna. Whatever he says, from his mouth, it only comes out that are good topics or instructions or advice about how to develop love for Bhagavan. Bhagavat mukhya bhagavata. Mukhya means, the chief of the devotee, he speaks about Krishna. And that chief is Narada Muni, or Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is known as Senapati Bhakta. Senapati means the chief of the army. The same word, mukhya, chief. So Senapati is Srila Prabhupada. Any great devotees, any devotee, if you are telling others about Krishna, you are celebrity. You are chief of the devotees. So, we want to talk about Krishna. It's we are not interested to go to this planet, that planet. It's like, I go to this house, that house, we can have different types of food from different homes. So, going to the heavenly planet, going to other planets, similarly, it's the enjoyment mode. Some people, they love traveling. They like to go to Europe, or Hawaii, or some Fiji, or some Caribbean, for sightseeing and enjoying. But we're not interested in that. We want to travel so we can tell others about Krishna, where the people are. Like Srila Prabhupada, he left very secluded place like Vrindavan. And he could be living very nicely in Vrindavan and have all the Krishna consciousness that he wants. All was there. He was staying at Radha Damodara temple in Vrindavan. It's the most spiritual place in the world. I'm sure Prabhupada was there chanting and writing books. He could just stay there very happily. But he gave up that. He went to the most difficult place. What Prabhupada did is so difficult. Nobody wants to do. An elderly man going to the Western country with no money, no support from anyone. So the devotees, they take trouble to preach the message of Krishna. So if they are traveling because they want to talk about Krishna. That's all. They want to tell others about God, to preach the glories of Krishna, because he loves Krishna. You love Krishna, you want to tell others about Krishna. Jayadita Tariqa Krishna Upadesh. That's why he gave up his personal enjoyment. Even though he was in Vrindavan, it's not that he was enjoying. He was enjoying, his enjoyment is spiritual enjoyment, not gross enjoyment. He was chanting, he was writing books. In fact, wherever a pure devotee is, that place is Vaikuntha. Wherever he is, he is not in hell or heaven. Because wherever he goes, Krishna is with him. That place is transformed into spiritual world. Wherever there is Krishna, there is spiritual world. But not everybody is on that platform. We go to some place where there is a lot of enjoyment, very heavenly place, we become attached to that place. We forget Krishna. But like Narada Muni, he can go anywhere in the universe. In this universe, it's all limited. We go to some place, like you come from India, I see Melbourne or Sydney, and you look around, wow, so beautiful. But this is only in this world. If you go to the spiritual world, it's so much more. The description of the spiritual world, it's beyond our conception. So not only has that facility, he has that body, he can go wherever he likes, but he is not attached. He remains aloof. He knows his business is to tell others about Krishna. He doesn't get attached to the environment there. He doesn't get entangled. He's a brahmachari, sannyasa. We also, grihasthas, brahmacharis, sannyasas, all this, it doesn't matter. We know inside our purpose is to preach Krishna consciousness, is to develop a love for Krishna, is to do our service nicely. So we don't get sidetracked to the surroundings around us, material surroundings. You have a family, wife, children, money, bank balance, car, home, so many things. But at the end of the day, we're not the owner of that. You go to sleep, everybody goes to sleep, you're on your own, even God. You go to your work, you're on your own. Your wife, your children, they don't accompany you. They go to different places. So, when you leave this body, Ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, we are remembering Narayana. Ante Kale Smarana. Krishna says, think of me, Manmanava Manbhakta, become my devotee. So, unless we are actually pure in our heart, we become attached to these surroundings, material surroundings. Everyone in this world making it all the time thinking how we can make a better life. But we know, like I said, we know the end of the day, end of our life, all these things that our surroundings, our possessions, all the things we have, gotta go. We can't take it with us. That is the reality. So that's why Narada Muni comes. The great sages, the sadhus, the teachers, spiritual teachers, the Vaishnavas, the Guru, Maharajas, they come to take us out of this ignorance. They enlighten us with spiritual knowledge. The spiritual teachers, the sadhus, Vaishnavas, their job, like Narada Muni, is to go to places where people are suffering. Real suffering is bereft of spiritual knowledge. They enlighten us. They give us guidance to go to Krishna, how to serve Krishna. This is real happiness. Srila Prabhupada, he was genuinely feeling that suffering. Paradukaduki, he saw that people are really suffering, they have forgotten Krishna. That's the real problem. The bottom line problem of all the living unity that we have forgotten Krishna. Japadiyadhare. The other day, someone was giving the class, they were saying, Maya Japadiyadhare. We forget Krishna, Maya will catch us. We are gripped in the hands of Maya. We are tied down in the gripping hands of Maya. Illusion. Maya is illusion. Material sense gratification is illusion. It's there, but it's not there. It's all in the mind, thinking of. So, there are different planetary systems. We are living here in the middle planetary system. Even here, there is sense gratification. But it's happiness and distress mixed. Here, we are very lucky. We can be reminded of that this place is suffering. If someone was always enjoying, they're in ignorance. They need to wake up. This we are here for a short time. So, those who are intelligent, Buddha, like Lord Buddha, he can see there's so much suffering. So he gave up everything. He went to the forest. He was intelligent. But people thinking, I have to keep trying. I'm suffering, but once I have those things, I'll be okay. So keep trying. That is the illusion. That is my life. Keep trying, keep trying. Then you're going to get it. At the end, you have to leave it all here. So that is the real knowledge, the real perception that we can come to understand by studying this with Bhagavad. This is what Narada Muni is doing. Narada Muni, he is a transcendental universal creature. He goes through all of the universe, planet to planet. So, those who are born in Brahmaloka is known as Siddhaloka, it's the highest planet within this universe. If we are there, everyone will advance. They can live very long life. And when they die, they can choose to go to spiritual world. They are so advanced. They are so spiritually spiritually potent and so spiritually advanced that when they leave their body after so maybe for 100 years, like Lord Brahma, but that 100 years is millions and millions of years of our time. But for them it's only 100 years. So those people living the residence of Siddhaloka, they're really very pure. Sattaloka. Satta means the Sattaloka or Sattayuga, where people are very, very pure. But we're living in this middle planetary system. This place is a very difficult place. People live very short life, Ayush. Ayush means short-lived, and people are very, very disturbed. People are very lazy, and they are always misguided, unlucky. This where you live, this place. People here are not very nice. But also, because of so much suffering, there is also a concession for the people here. Lord Krishna is very merciful unto the people of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made it easy for the people of Kali Yuga that we can generate Krishna so easy and dance, sing and dance, not in the temple, but in the street and wherever the town. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my name will be preached all over the world, every town and villages. Sankirtan. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Maya Kevalam, Globe, Nastaya, 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 Pirinita. That in Kali Yuga, in this age, the process for deliverance of the conditioned soul is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, three times. Because there's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way. This is the only way. So people say, I have come to me, I have it. They say, come to me, I have it. I can give to you that card. But it's mentioned very clearly that in this age, the process, the highest process is to take up the Mahamantra, chanting the holy names. This is why spiritual masters, our gurus, they initiate us into mantra, the holy name Mahamantra. They didn't give us another mantra. Harinam initiation, Diksha. It means they initiated us into chanting 16 rounds, chanting Hare Krishna. Not another mantra, Hare Krishna mantra. Because that Hare Krishna mantra is recommended strongly by the acharya, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. Not even sitting in meditation. If someone does meditation, if they are chanting japa in meditation, that's okay. But usually sitting down, chanting, meditation, Hare Krishna is also difficult because people tend to become ignorant and they will fall asleep or they will not be able to pay attention to chanting or concentrating on the holy name. So that's why singing and dancing loudly, so we are totally awakened. And we chant japa in the association of the devotees. Unless we can really focus on the mantra on our own. You know, we can have proper tape, chanting japa, and a lot of devotees do that. So the idea of the acharyas is that to awaken us. That's the problem. To awaken us from ignorance. So why did not we travel? That's his purpose. It's not that Narada Muni has a GPS. He needs to have a guide from the. It's not proper mentioned here. Sita Loka is considered to be one of the satellites of the Brahma Loka. Well, that's amazing. So we think we are advanced. And that. We are their parents, because they can fly wherever they like. We can fly. And we need to depend on technology. By the technology, you need to have the brain. You need to still think. It's not that it comes, you have to come here and set it all up. It's not that you are somewhere at home and you think and it happens. That's more advanced, more subtle advanced. So the technology also requires the human brain, human touch, human intelligence. So other planets, they can use their body to fly wherever they like. They can understand your mind. They can enter your mind. They're so advanced. So that is more advanced, more subtle than the gross engineering. In this world we see engineering that is all very gross, full of sound, and it affects our nerves. You know, the 5G people are talking about. It affects our nervous system. So it's not perfect. But if you look at Brahma Loka, where are these problems? They live for so long. In fact, we have to eat because we get hungry. There, they have all kinds of food, but it's not that they need to eat. They can refrain from eating because their body is so subtle, they are more advanced than our body, this gross body. You see, people today here in this world, they are very hungry. In Africa, places, they are always asking donation to help the people in Africa, in Yemen, the dying purpose from starvation. So, the body we have is a very gross body. It requires so much effort to maintain it. But not only for the people in the residence of the Siddhaloka, Ramaloka, they are so advanced, they do not require any of these gross elements to maintain their body. This is where Prabhupada is saying that Narada can fly, but not only Narada Muni, everybody in Siddhaloka, they are perfected yogi. They can fly wherever they like because they are yogis. They have this thing, and it's people do yoga and they have some kind of mysticism. They sit in lotus, meditate, they can lift their body a little bit, just off the ground. And then when they make a mistake, their body just bangs all to the ground and they hurt their back. Only that much. So they are perfected yogis. People, so higher planetary systems is recommended for people who are perfected. Perfected sannyasis, perfected control of the senses, they can go to Siddhaloka. Doesn't mean they can go to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. They can see the Lord. If you control your senses perfectly, like never dissociate with men, you live in the mountain, you control your senses so well, you're meditating, perhaps you can go to higher planets. Then, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't recommend that? Everyone goes to the mountains into meditation, control your senses. So the Prabhupada introduced Grihastha. Why is it? Because people cannot do that in this age. So one devotee says, I want to become a Babaji. Prabhupada said, you cannot do it. So he insisted. So he built a hut in Mayapur, and after some time he left. He became a saint in Jura. He went back to the US. So, what's more important is what Narada Muni is doing. He's preaching Krishna consciousness. There's much more pleasure than sitting on a place controlling the senses. For us, controlling, we like to talk, Prabhupada said, talk about Krishna. You want to eat, take Krishna. If you want to have certain women, get married, have a child, you can make them Krishna conscious. Not unlimited pleasure. Everything is done in for Krishna. So it's not that he said give it all up. Narada Muni didn't say. Narada Muni is very special. He's Brahmacharya. Eternal Brahmacharya. Vishwadeva, eternal Brahmacharya. When Vishwadeva made promises, Devigaru shall flower. When we make some promises, we just say any flower and now. Because we know we'll break it. There's no guarantee that we will follow that. So that's why Prabhupada made the four principles very strongly. No one is sex. He made it very compulsory. No, like you say, no gambling, no meeting, no intoxication, very strong. He has emphasizes. Why? Because Prabhupada knows people are going to break it. In front of the fire, in front of the... So, Narada Muni, why he is glorified? Because he is so pure. You know, he has the facility to go to other planet, heavenly planet. I mean, no thanks. He's focused He has a job to do. We all have a job to do. Like if I go in the kitchen and I'm supposed to cook for Raghavan and then start to make different things for myself. Even the facility is there. So I mean, I cook for Krishna, I also cook for me. There's facility. No one's going to tell me, then I'm checking on it. So we have to stay focused. Ekanandana. Krishna says, Bahusakavinatasya. He says that branch of a tree, they're scattered. So mind and non-devotee, they're scattered. They're not able to focus. Ekanandana. A devotee, he remains focused that his business is to serve Krishna. He's not sidetracked around what's going on around him. He sees those things, it's not his business. You see here, we're associating with devotees, and something else is going on. It's their thing. Stay focused. I always tell myself this. My business, I'm here to serve Krishna. This is why God brought me here. There's so many things going on around here. Let them deal with that. Krishna deal with it. It's not my business. So this is a very difficult thing to do because the mind is all dragging us to different things away from Krishna. Tell yourself, we can say these things. Online preaching and every other body. But actually I'm telling myself this. It's for me. I need it the most. So I was thinking, I'm coming to give the Bhagavad class today on Sunday. It's not easy to come from home, this and that. And then I left home and I got to Flinders Street, train running all night on the weekend. I got to Flinders Street, only to take tram. And the next tram is 7:30 because Sunday. So I got to take a taxi, got here. I was thinking, I'm looking forward to come to the temple, see Raghava and the devotees. So this is a pleasure. I'm enjoying this. How fortunate that you are able to bring me here. You know, I have a leg and mouth to talk about. I have hands to service. You know, the nine processes of emotional service. I was thinking like that. And I felt so fantastic. So, it's not just philosophy. We need to live by it. We have to follow this and it becomes much more pleasurable. When you sit down to eat, you can eat the pakora and all the pushab and gobble it up. Crunch, 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 oh, fantastic, Prabhu. But actually, if you relish each bite, what this was offered to Radha-Rama, this tastes so good. This is Krishna consciousness. We say Sarva Vidaja. What the meaning of the prayer? It means control of my senses, please. You know, you have given me. It is, I'm so fortunate. This is the meaning of the prayers. How much are we actually focusing on the mantra? So, Krishna consciousness goes deeper than what it seems on the surface. How much are we actually relishing it? So, oh, Prabhu, I've been 4 years, but I'm just not feeling it. Why? Because we're not diving deep into it. We're just being on the surface. So, when Narada Muni is relishing in every minute of it, because he's so focused, he's traveling and preaching, he's not sidetracked to the other planets. He can go to so many different planets, heavenly planets, to the Loka. But, you know, there is so much enjoyment there. And he's flying by and says, bye bye, I have got things to do. He's coming down here to be Prabhupada. And yeah, Prabhupada is having a Gita in London. Narada Muni was there. Well, he could be going some drink somewhere else at heavenly planets. Why did he come down to London? It's not a spiritual place to see Sri Prabhupada and his devotees. Prabhupada said, Narada Muni was here during the Gita. So devotees are always searching, digging the ground, looking for the juice, the pure juice of the Holy Name, love of God. Always clinging to the name. This is the best. I mean, I can only talk about it, but I don't really have it now. and Narayani, Sri Prabhupada, and so many great devotees, they had it. So that really, so someone said, how I can control my senses? It's not possible. Why do I always get sidetracked? Because we are not diving into it. We are staying on the surface. It's like when you swim. You got all the stuff in the front of you. You have to clear it away. Then you're swimming, you become very smooth. So on the way to serving Krishna, all these anatta's desires that are bothering us, that are blocking us. So they are cleared away. Then even smooth to be, it becomes easy. So Prachina Bhavi, he was a king. Great king. So that's why Narayana came to tell the kings, gather Maya, your position is temporary. Your real business is to come out of the ignorance and go back to God and serve Krishna. This is your sadhus. This is what Narayana is doing. Traveling and preaching. This is what sannyasis are traveling and preaching. Narayana is cursed by what's his name? Prajapati, Daksha, that you can only go to one place for 3 days. You can only stay for 3 days. He thought, that's fantastic, I don't want to stay more than 3 days. I'll get too attached. So it worked out perfectly for him because he traveled everywhere and preached Krishna consciousness. That's what he wants. So his curse became blessing. So devotees of Krishna, we are here, but maybe more than 3 days, but you have to remember, we don't become attached to our family, to our position, to whatever we have around us. It's not ours. If sometimes we become attached to religious principles, that's called religious enjoyment. Oh, Prabhupada, I'm doing for Krishna. And we say that I'm actually doing for Krishna. So the difficulty comes, we're not saying that anymore. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I embrace it all in times of difficulty or times of happiness. For me, you give me all those troubles, it doesn't matter. Please remind me of you that I can always serve you under any conditions. That is clear devotion. Unlike bhakti. Anyadvasatasanyam. So we have to serve Krishna without any motivation, without desire. Anyadvasatasanyam. Zero desires. When you can serve Krishna without much desire, our consideration to be last. How I can please Krishna. Then it becomes very relishable. Suddenly enjoy it. So wow, fantastic. He told me in the kitchen, I don't know how to cook. He figured it out. Look at the cookbook. Prabhupada told some of his disciples in the early days, go open the temple. He said, oh, Prabhupada, I have no idea. I don't have the money and the skills. He said, don't worry. Prabhupada, Krishna will help you. And they open all the temple. So we have to have. We don't have the qualification. Who has the qualification? Nobody has. The guru, spiritual master, the Krishna, Supreme Lord, he qualifies us. When he sees our sincerity. From I don't have a qualification. Who has it? None of us are qualified. The Prabhupada went to America, you think they have qualification? Those hippies. Prabhupada made them qualified. By the mercy, sadhu's mercy, the blessing, and the great glory, we are being qualified. But we have to have that sincerity at the same time. So this is what Narayana does. He purifies me. He's not interested in making people okay. I bless you, we become rich. Look at my hand, please, can you help me? People say, India, can you help me? Can you fix my leg? Can you make me rich? Can you find me a better wife or husband? That's not our business. That's the, you go to demigod for that. So, pure bodies, they give us love of God. They give us bhakti, devotion to Krishna. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Jaya Deva Tarihava Krishna Pradesh. Tell others about Krishna. But that's what Narayana is doing. traveling and preaching, telling others about Krishna, getting further in ignorance. So, here in this temple, it is the best place for that. And so, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are so lucky to be here in ISKCON. There are so many people who tell us, come to us, our camp is better. But we need to stay where we can be more connected. And like I said, there are different places you can move around, but we need to somehow stay connected to the right path. Just like if you want to go somewhere and get on a train, first of all, the train has to stay on the track. Then you run smoothly. So ISKCON is on the track, the right track. And there's some issues here and there amongst us. We don't care about that. We are on the track. That's it. When you look at the moon, you see so many spots. But nobody, they overlook that spots. You see the moon is so beautiful and so colorful. Everybody appreciates the beauty of the moon. So our ISKCON is the body of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is spotless. Try to see the positive side of Hare Krishna movement. People have individual problems, that they can deal with that. That's all that the Bhagavatam. So I always try to see what can make me Krishna conscious. The process is so important because it's connected. We're on the track. We're on this track. Then the train will run smoothly. As you know, I live in UK. We have this, British Rail, they call it. This is so fast. They're going to be going from here to few stations, but they're going to... So don't think I'm doing for so many years, but we'll have it. Don't worry. We're on the track. Surely, we'll reach our goal. Leave that up to Krishna. We do our service nicely and relish in Krishna consciousness. Enjoy while we're here in this process. And everything will fall its place. Hare Krishna. I'm speaking like there's 1,000 people sitting here. But I know everyone's hearing it online. So,
25 people are watching live.
Yeah. And sometimes people tell me, oh, Prabhu, it was a nice class, but I said that I didn't see you in the class. Then I heard it while I was driving. So people are listening. But that's what I mean. We can be Krishna conscious if we want to be. Process is all here. Hare Krishna. Do you get it?
One question, Prabhuji.
Yes.
The Prahlad, Prahlad is born in ashrama of Narada Muni. Does this mean that he is born in Siddhaloka where Narada's residence is?
Actually, this happened, that story of Gaurishinkadev appearing. That's in Satyayuga. No, it's recently. So that time is mentioned where Lord Rishikadev appeared. In the heaven they can see him. And plus you can see him here. Because he was so big. So Narada Muni was where Prahlad Maharaj was born as Kayadu.
Yes.
The wife of Hiranyakashipu. She was at an ashram where Narada Muni was taking care of her, because this was all planned by Krishna. So Narada Muni can instruct her while she was pregnant with Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj was hearing the glories of Lord Krishna from Narada Muni. That's why when he was born, Hiranyakashipu said, where did he hear all this? He didn't know that he heard it from Narada Muni while he was in the womb. So this happened in heaven. Yes. Even though it's here. But that time, inside the Yuga, the people were so pure, they could travel to heaven from here. You know, there were sages living here. There was interaction between heavenly planet, the demigods' residence, and the people here. Because people here were like Kali. They They didn't buy. So that time was very different than now. So it's hard for us to understand, because right now, we are very, very limited and people are very sinful. So this time that you go, that time people, the demons, they rule the universe. That's why Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. He can. So right now, there's no demons. The demon inside us. Everybody's a demon, both good and bad. So that time the demons were, they had one big demon, he controlled the whole planet, like in the next book, or in Hiranyakashipu. So they had a connection, us and the demigod, heavy planets. So when Prahlada Maharaja was born, it was all observed by the people of the universe, not just him. So even though it happened here, like I said, there was an interaction between the demigods and the people of here. So it was, and when Lord Shiva appeared, the people of the heavenly planet, they could see him, because he was so equal, cutting through. They could see his knee, and so big. You know, like we said, this is a little planetary system. And we Hiranyakashipu was pretty big, and he could only see his knee. So his head was going through the heavenly planets. So the people there, they could see him. So these pastimes, there's a place in Mayapur, that place, there's a lake where he washed his hand. But he killed Hiranyakashipu somewhere else. He's miles away. There's south somewhere, there's a pit where he came out. A whole lot of machine kept him. That's like another state in the south. In Bengal, he washed his hand. So that means he was so weak that no machine could fly. He just came and washed his hand there.
Shivapalli.
Yeah, Shivapalli. And there's a deity of Ramishinkata that actually came out of the ground. Self-manifested deity there. And then apparently that pukul, they call it pukul, means a pond, quite a big pond, is red color. The water is washed by Ramishinkata. He cleared the blood from his hand, clean, eventually. So that means it's very mystical. Lord Vishnu is very mystical. And then he, apparently, the place where he came out of the pillar, that pillar is in the south, a whole lot of machine ketra, in somewhere in the south, very deep in the forest. Plus, it's showing the heaven also. So how was it? Because that time was so, he was able to control the whole universe, and in so weak. So it's very mystical for us to understand. But that's how it's been explained. Yeah. And thank you for listening. Yeah. I was really inspired when I sit here and we sit. Someone else will take a shot. It's not the same. Because once you sit on the Vyasa Sangha, you are actually connected to the Parampara. I feel it. I'm very sure. So I feel when I sit here, I suddenly like you lift it,
yes,
and the things come out of my mouth,
yeah,
and it's all bona fide. We need to connect. So actually, everything we do, not only when you sit here, we need to feel that way and connect ourselves. And then depend on our consciousness. So if you're taking a shower and we're sitting in the sun and we're cooking, we're in our service, somehow we need to connect, keep in that track. That is the principle of Krishna consciousness. Wherever we are, we need to somehow be connected. Otherwise, like I said before, we get sidetracked to Maya. But devotees are not sidetracked, but because we're Krishna conscious, if you are standing under a tree, the tree can give you shade, but not very far from there, there is also sun. So you can be in the sun or shade, either place, wherever you feel comfortable. It's all Krishna's. But we will be where we are comfortable. Because comfortable for us is not comfortable by Maya, spiritual comfort. But sometimes spiritual comfort also there. When we bring ourselves in the center, even the spiritual becomes material. Spiritual is not spiritual. It's not consciousness. Just like I said, we're taking Vishara, we're thinking, oh, it tastes good. We're not actually thinking of Krishna, we're thinking, oh, this is fantastic, this tastes really good. Oh, Mataji, thank you. Invite me again. But we can, and on a deeper level, we can know this is offered to Krishna. It doesn't matter what it is. If Krishna has tasted it, I love it. So this is the mentality. So Krishna consciousness is how we can connect ourselves, keep it in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Stay in the fire. Sometimes we're fire up, sometimes we're not fire up. But we're dealing with Krishna inside. It's not we have to go around, it's like we start. Sometimes we're also deep in meditation, serving Krishna. We can see this. Devotees are more like Muni. They're very adjustable. Different circumstances, but they're always Krishna conscious. You know, everybody, you know, Krishna has millions and millions of devotees in the spiritual world. And everyone has their style of Krishna consciousness. I feel that. You see, like in our movement, you see different sannyasis, and everyone has their style of Krishna consciousness. And they have a guru, someone like to be alone, someone like to have a lot of disciples, some maybe like to have few. But this is all part of the process. Everyone has their ways. So, we cannot judge our Prabhu like this. But this is all part of the Krishna consciousness society. In spiritual world, I remember when I was small and there was a picture of Shiva. And Shiva was blue because he drank a poison. And they're all standing around Lord Vishnu. And someone is blue, someone is yellow. I think, oh, different color. So how can that be? So, but there's no conflict. Everybody has a color-coded body. This variety, spiritual variety. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.